finally today. You can hear all kinds of music fusion these days, but here's one you might not expect. It's music by a quartet called the Stockholm-Lisboa Project. That's Stockholm, Sweden, and Lisboa, as in Lisbon, Portugal. The group was born a few years ago at a music festival in France. Portuguese singer Liana was waiting to go on stage when she heard the band just before her. It was a group of Swedish musicians.
They were playing this song, just an instrumental, and I was backstage. As I was hearing the music that I have never heard before, I was thinking, I know this music, where do I know this music? And suddenly I started singing it in my head, and it was a music that my grandmother used to sing to me. And that is a fado. And they were playing a polska, which is a common Swedish song. And when I stayed in the group, I told them, you played one song once, can you play it again? And I started singing on top of it.
Vivendo a rir mal sabia que o riso é primo da mágoa e tinha santa alegria das gentes da borda d'água, o amor da mãe enternecida.
What we did in the city was just to mix those two musics, and every time I sing, it's like we are in Portugal, and every time they are performing without me, we are in Sweden. Portuguese music is quite sad, quite melancholic, and the Swedish music is more to dance, more lively. So it's funny to see that maybe they get their coolness out by performing happy music, and we take our feelings out by performing sad music while we are always so nice people, if I might say like this. So those are, in terms of feelings, those are the main differences between Swedish and Portuguese music.
Portuguese fado singer Liana fronts the Stockholm Lisboa Project. You can hear more of their music on a link at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.